Patricia Adams is a legal assistant from Gahanna, Ohio. She came to StoryCorps to share stories about work. Patricia's son, Brian, came all the way from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts to interview his mother. He wanted to hear about all the jobs she had before she took her favorite one, mom.
We want to talk a little bit today about work. What are some of your earliest memories as a kid of your parents working?
My dad would never call in sick. He often did not take vacation. My mother never missed work. It was just something that you didn't do. Now, it's careers and self-actualization and fulfillment. And I grew up in an environment where it was work and
right.
money and support yourself. And so for me personally, I babysat at a really young age. Made 50 cents an hour. That was the going rate for babysitters back then. Got my first job. My mom worked at Sears, and she got me an interview. And I worked in the credit department, which was a pretty good job for a 16-year-old.
What was your favorite memory of working in the credit department at Sears, or least favorite memory?
It was different back then. I remember a couple of things, one of which this will make you roll your eyes. I was one of the youngest people to work there. And one day I was wearing this bright yellow dress and white, like, go-go boots. And the guy who was the head of the whole, it was called Credit Central, came up to me, and it scared me because he almost never came out of his office. And he came up to me, and he was real tall. He came up to me, and he said, "Ms. Adams, if you keep dressing like that, I'm going to have to charge an entertainment tax to the people who work here." You couldn't say that now.
Wow, yeah.
Isn't that horrible? But that does stick with me as a memory.
So this would be like around 1969, 1970.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, you know, 16 or 17, yeah. And I can remember blushing. But he was a very nice man, and I don't think he meant it in a lascivious way, I think.
It was like a compliment?
I think he was complimenting me. And in those days, that right. would have been complimentary.
Right. Hmm.
But my other strong memory of that work is leaving on Christmas Eve with the phones ringing off the wall.
Mm.
And the supervisor would say, "That's it, we're not answering anymore." So you looked at all, there was just a huge bank, probably 100 phones that we would pick up and answer. And you walked away realizing those people who waited till the last minute, you know, just wasn't going to happen.
We're going to get their Christmas gifts.
Right.
Do you think that impacts your current ability to plan very far ahead for Christmas?
No. I've forgotten that.
Yeah, they fixed that system. All right, so how long did you work at the credit department?
Till I went to college, and then I worked summers when I came back from college. Next in my working history was taught driving in Cleveland until we moved to Columbus so that Daddy could go to law school. They made me the manager of the office that they had in Columbus at the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So then 1977, you have me.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the decision like to, you know, not go back to the driving school?
I had planned to go back to the driving school because, you know, I was like really the only person in the office. Most everybody was like out on the road. And I thought, I'll just take this child and put him in a little, you know, baby bed, and he'll just lay there and I can do my work. And then we had you.
That wasn't how it worked out?
No. And you cried and fussed and carried on, and you were way more work than I was prepared for. It didn't feel like a choice. It just felt like I really couldn't.
Well, I think so this has been really fun, and I do, this is a good time to say that I really do appreciate that your job for most of my childhood was paying attention to me and giving me different stimulus and not putting me in the playpen. So thanks. So thank you for being the stay-at-home mom, and thank you for coming to StoryCorps.
Thanks for having me.
Patricia Adams and her son Brian at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by Sevilla Mann. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.